And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. We're high above East High here, getting ready to get rolling with game two tonight as the Crusaders at 1-0, coming off a 81-63 win over Trainer on Tuesday night, will take on the East High Black Raiders, who rolled up 82 points for an 82-44 win over Spencer on Tuesday night. So these are two teams that got off the bus ready to score on those first games, and I would guess tonight the defensive intensity will be a little stronger than we saw in that first game, but both these teams have really, really outstanding personnel. It should be a good one, Thomas.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. A lot of new faces for East High. They graduated five seniors last year. What we're basically watching is the East High JV team last year. And a lot of those kids have played a lot of basketball outside of Fitzy Grant, who was a returning starter and returning all-conference player for them. You know, A.J. Flemister was a kid that came off the bench last year. As Raz Vanderloo calls him, he's the glue of the team. Like I said, Fitzy Grant, and then the twins, sophomores, Belisle and Naif Yusuf, both 6'2" sophomores. The kids have played a lot of basketball together, but the guy in the middle is probably made the most improvement. Is 6'7" junior Manasseh Kasanga Malu. He is a powerful force inside. I'm not sure what our matchups are going to be with him, to be honest.
Well, and he's not only a powerful force; he's a handful to pronounce. So
yes, we'll just call him Manasseh.
But Kasanga Malu is really really a big guy. I tell you what, that's it's a very impressive physical group out there for the Crusaders. Of course, they'll go with the same starting lineup as the other night. Quinn Olson came off that football season and rolled out 16 points right on first night out. Brady Schultz is going to have a lot of pressure on him. A point, he's going to have to handle a lot of pressure. He had 5 points in game number one. Matt Knoll, of course, the 6'7" All-State senior, 30 points in that first outing. He's going to be the focus of Raz Vanderloo's defensive efforts tonight. Sean Schaefer, 16 points in that first game, the 6-foot senior. And rounding out that lineup is Bo Chamberlain, who had 7 points in that first game. So Crusaders, for one of the few times this year, will probably give away a pretty decided height advantage. You've been listening to our pregame synopsis here on the Verity Group pregame show. Our other pregame sponsors include Wilmus Duabest Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation, Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Fitch and Staley Law Offices. We're going to take it back to the studio for a couple more advertisements. When we come back, we'll have tonight's opening tip-off of game number two. Again, the Crusaders prevail in game one, 51-49. Let's see if the guys can make the sweep. It's Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org. staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders.
McClintock Insurance. We are a family-owned independent agency that was established in 1962. We offer coverage for personal auto, homeowners, umbrellas, boats, motorcycles, RVs, your commercial business, bonds, and life insurance. To find out more, you can call 712-277-4600. McClintock Insurance, located at 908 Pierce Street in Sioux City.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. They're just announcing the Verity Group starting lineups for tonight. Once again, for the Crusaders, it'll be Quinn Olson, Brady Schultz, Matt Knoll, Sean Schaefer, and Bo Chamberlain. And now for the East High Black Raiders, again, coach under Raz Vanderloo, they'll start A.J. Flemister. He's a 6'3 senior. Fitzy Grant, a 6'2 senior. Fitzy was a stalwart on last year's team. Belisle Yassif, or Yusuf, excuse me, is a 6'2 sophomore. His twin brother, Knife Yusuf, is a 6'2 sophomore as well. They went for 9 and 12 in their opening games. And then rounding out the lineup is the big guy in the middle, 6'7" is junior, Linnaeus Kasongo Malu. So Kasongo Malu, Yusuf, Grant, and Flemingster will battle Olsen, Schultz, Noel, Schaefer, and Chamberlain in tonight's ball game. And again, as the officials are announced and both teams break huddle here, it's going to be interesting to see how this game is called, Tom. It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. Again, be smart the first few minutes, because that's when all the kind of the games determine how it's going to be called those first few minutes. Don't get yourself in bad situations.
The Crusaders, as Tom mentioned earlier, supporting the gold Catholic High jerseys, gold with blue numbers, really sharp uniforms. They're going to move left to right on your radio dial, whereas East High is going to come out in their home whites with orange numerals and black trim. They'll be moving right to left tonight. Again, veteran Rav Vanderloo is in charge, and he'll go against Matt Hahn. And Matt's in his second year with the Crusaders. Both these teams, high expectations for this year. Both these teams are cracking the rankings very early in the season. So here we go. We're ready to go, my friend.
Yeah. Again, it's going to be, again, protect the basket. Don't know. Get takeaway transition as the Crusaders control the tip.
As Hahn out jumps Malu to get the game started, and it's going to be Quinn Olsen with the ball. As he's going to set
like
up,
that,
go right
like
at Malu
take.
As he kicks it outside. Chamberlain, three, is off the mark. Rebound by Flemingster. Here comes Eastside. Good look right away for the Crusaders early on. Missed open three. And now here comes our first foul of the game. I believe it's going to be whistled on Quinn Olsen.
No, that's just a tip ball, I believe.
I think that's a whistle for a foul on Quinn.
It was. You're right. Well, we don't need that.
So Olsen gets a foul just 20 seconds into the ballgame. There's a wide open three for East High. It's off the mark, but hitting the boards hard is Fitzy Grant. Flemingster. He misses the putback there. Nice rebound by AJ. I guess that was Fitzy. Missed a short one there. So one and done for East High. Here come the Crusaders. Hahn, left wing extended. He's working against Grant. Kicks it up to Schultz. Schultz is going to be guarded by Flemingster. There's a nice baseline drive by Schaefer. He kicks it back out to Schultz. Quick ball reversal. Olsen, three, is off the mark and rebounded by Kasongo Malu. Here comes East High. They'll scoot it up quickly. They score in bunches, and they score fast. It's with the ball is Belisle, and he throws the ball away. So a turnover, East High. Belisle Yusuf and his twin brother, Knife Yusuf. Tom, you've watched it for a lot of years.
I met those kids in third grade, and they are they're super kids. They've worked very hard at the craft of basketball, and that's no doubt.
They're definitely into basketball. As Chamberlain now working left wing against Flemingster, kicks it over to Olsen. He's going to drive in, and yeah. Kasongo Malu is going to be whistled for the foul. But that's a tough matchup.
I hope they keep that matchup going.
It's going to be a non-shooting foul, so both teams early on with one team foul. Crusaders going to inbound. They'll take it deep to Schultz. Schultz between the circles, kicks it right wing to Schaefer. There's Chamberlain with a three-pointer. It's off the mark. So Bo's missed three-pointers from each corner now. Here comes East High. Still no scores. Ball's up. Three-pointer quick off the mark. Rebounded by Kasongo Malu. And boy, I tell you what, he just muscled that thing and got the putback.
Yeah.
He is a load on the board. That is going to be a point of emphasis, keeping him away from the offensive board glass here, as the Crusaders now down 2-0 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Schultz working against Flemingster. A lot of pressure there. Picks his dribble up. Now kicks it right wing to Matt Noel. Noel kicks it corner, and there's going to be a three-point free throws here for Brady Schultz, as he's going to be hacked in the act by A.J. Flemingster, and Brady's going to get a chance to shoot three. Are they going to call it? Yep.
Yeah.
Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Fibercom and Mills, Schellhammer, Pitts & Associates, along with Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center, as Brady knocks the first one down. He'll have two more.
That's good. That's a good sign for Brady.
3 for 3 on the young season for Brady Schultz, the 6-foot senior. Second free throw for Brady is also good. That ties the ball game temporarily at the 6:02 mark of quarter number one, and he'll get one more free throw here. Couple dribbles. The hard thing to do is to sit there and knock three in a row, and he does just that. 3 for 3 for Brady Schultz. Crusaders with their first lead of the night at 3-2. Huge student sections for both teams here tonight, cheering this game on. There's Fitzy driving, and we're going to see a foul call. I believe that's going to be whistled on Schultz. That's a tough matchup, too, for Brady. Fitzy's a very physical player.
That's where the switch comes, and you've got to flood that help over for him.
Non-shooting foul, so Isail inbound underneath their own baskets. They kick it up to Yusuf up high. Dribbles, kicks it back over to Flemingster. Left wing now dribbles between the circles. Thought about the three, kicks a left swing to Yusuf. Nice give and go there as Fitzy Grant kicked it over to Yusuf, and Yusuf kicked it right back. Fitzy got the easy layup, 4-3 East High. 5:34 to go. Here's Quinn Olson, brings it across midcourt. He's going to be guarded by the 6'7", Kasongo Malou. Kicks it over to Schultz. Schultz now working against Yusuf. Kicks it over to Chamberlain. Chamberlain's guarded by Fitzy Grant. There's Matt Noel. He's going to drive baseline. There's going to be a hook foul called. That's going to be on Fitzy Grant.
Yep. They have certainly determined how they're going to call the game. They're not going to let you ride somebody driving, and both teams have had players pick up fouls.
Now it's up to the kids to adjust to that style of play. Inbound set for the Crusaders. Quinn's having trouble getting it in. Finally gets it in. Schaefer, 3. Off the mark. Early on, Crusaders 0-3 from deep.
0-4 from deep.
0-4. Here comes East High. There's a nice drive, and we're going to see a foul whistle
on Schaefer.
And it's going to be 2 free throws coming for Yusuf. And now the Belial shooting those two. And here's what East High can do to you. They basically bring a line change in here.
Well, and I'm telling you what, number 24, Loggins, is a kid that I'd keep my eyes on because he is an athletic 6'3" sophomore that he's a high flyer.
Surprised they didn't call that a shooting foul there. It was a non-shooting foul, so on the inbounds, a turnover East High as they tried to get it in, and ball was tipped off an East High player, and it goes out of bounds. So the Crusaders trailing 4-3 early on here, 4:57 to go in your first quarter, bringing it across midcourt. And they've been using Quinn Olson to bring the ball across against pressure. Ball stepped inside to Schaefer. Schaefer misses the left-handed layup, rebounded by East High as they're going to push quickly up the floor. It's Loggins. High post now. There's a three-pointer, and it's off the mark. Shooting that was Richard Stewart. And now Matt Noel brings it across against pressure. Skips it over to Chamberlain on the left wing. Chamberlain working against Fitzy Grant. He's got a clear out there. Fitzy's going to get a cheap one there as he reached in and kind of got his hand caught in the cookie jar.
That's number two on him.
As checking back into the ball game is going to be Yusuf. And also checking into the ball game tonight was Jang Rule. So already we're going to see 10 players from that East High unit here. One of the real advantages Raz has this year is the depth he has in that team. As Crusaders inbound now, Matt Noel, 3, air ball, and Matt took a long one there, didn't draw anything. It's going to be turnover and ball's into the hands of the East High Black Raiders. Diego Alvarez brings it across for East High. They swing the ball quickly to the left wing. It's Stewart. Kick it up high. Nice drive there by number 40. That was Augustine. He had it rejected by Olson, but it's going to remain in the hands of East High. We're halfway through quarter number one, 4-3, East High. Ball goes up high. It's going to be on the wing now to Yusuf. Back over to Stewart. Augustine. Diego drives in. Left-handed jumper is good. Nice job, Diego Alvarez, as he gets 2 in the lane. 6-3 as the East High Black Raiders have doubled up the Crusaders early on here as Matt Knoll's going to bring it between the circles. Kicks it over to Quinn Olson.
Like to see Matt get into that post, and let's post him up.
Get an easy shot here. Chamberlain, pull-up jumper from the elbows off the mark. He's going to get his own rebound temporarily. Yes, he saves it and kicks it up high. And it's going to be off the hands of the Crusaders and belong to East High School. So 3:22 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. East High 6, Bishop Helan 3. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Fibercom and Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates, along with Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body, Sneaky Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center. Here's East High with the ball now. On the wing, it's Yusuf with the ball. He'll kick it up high to Diego Alvarez. Alvarez setting his lineup up here. Man-to-man by the Crusaders. Up high, it's Augustine with the ball, guarded by Olsen. And we're going to see a pick away from the ball, illegal pick. I think it's going to be whistled on Alvarez. Offensive foul, so it'll be a non-shooting foul. The Crusaders will be at the free throw line if East High chooses to foul from here on in with 3 minutes to go here in quarter number one. There's Quinn bringing it across, gets mid lane, temporarily tripped up. There's a Charlie.
There's Charlie. Charlie can do that. Charlie hits a three, big bucket. Helan's first field goal of the night.
Nice drive by Quinn Olsen there to set it up. The inside-outside look. Charlie Vondrager with the three. East High now trying to answer. Left wing, it's Yusuf. He'll drive in mid lane, kick it out. It's Yusuf off the mark. And Tom, you mentioned earlier, it's probably a good thing if East High, if the Crusaders can make East shoot threes.
Correct.
They're just so physical getting to the hole.
Let's get every coach up from East High so we can talk to the officials. Oh, congratulations, Jonathan Bloom sitting down, but the rest of them are up. Voice, I don't know what they're voicing their displeasure on. The ball hit the fire.
So Crusaders now with the chance to grab their first lead of the night. I guess they led temporarily at 3-2. Here's Matt Noel with the ball. Passes over to Schultz.
Pierce Connolly. I like to see Pierce in the game.
There's Schaefer with the ball, left wing. He pump fakes, he drives, he spins, and they're going to call a travel. Yep.
Yeah, good call.
One too many pirouettes there for Mr. Schaefer and turnover Crusaders. 2:13 to go here. We're all deadlocked at six. They're far off that 80-point scoring pace that we saw in game one with both these teams. With the ball is Yusuf. He's going to pull up. He's off the mark. Rebound there by Yusuf. And finally, his putback is no good. Chamberlain with a nice rebound. Good job, Bo, of clearing the glass. Here's the Crusaders. Under 2 minutes to go. Matt Noel with the ball between the circles. Kicks it over to Chamberlain. On the wing, it's Connolly. Back to Chamberlain, up high. They've also got McInerney in the ball game down low. And Carson's got the ball now. Kicks it corner to Matt Noel. Noel getting Kasongo. I think he should be able to take him to the hole. And there's a steal there on the pushback as going coast to coast is
Flemister.
He's got a deuce that puts East back up 8-6. Pierce Connolly has a little trouble in the backcourt. Finally gets it to Matt Noel. Matt's going to get it across midcourt. Working, he gets deep in the lane, gets it temporarily stripped, then puts it back in.
So well, Matt needs this just to start attacking basket.
First bucket for Matt Noel, ties it at eight. There's a long three by Yusuf. It's off the mark. Matt with the rebound here. He's got Connolly up the floor. Pierce gets it down deep, a little too close to score here. Kicks it back to Matt. Matt with the three. Good.
Bang. Like to see that.
Good inside out. Good job by Pierce Connolly. Not trying to do too much with it. He kicked it back out. Crusaders 11-8. That's their biggest lead of the night. Under 40 seconds to go there. As Yusef's going to drive in, and he's going to get fouled.
No, that was John Rule.
Oh, that was Rule.
Yeah, his brother is playing out at Western Iowa Tech with Coco Cofield in Western Iowa Tech on their new team.
Did you see who they got that foul on? 23.
That's Matt Noel.
So that's Matt's first. And Rule's going to shoot two. Splash is the first one, a 6 foot 5 inch junior. A lot of nice youth on this team as Pierce Connolly gets a nice hand as he comes off. So you got McInerney, you got Chamberlain, you got Olsen, you got Noel, and you got Schaefer on the floor for the Crusaders for the last 36 seconds. There's a missed free throw, but Kasongo gets it and puts it right back in.
A very, very strong player.
And just like that, we're all tied at 11s with under 25 seconds to go. Got to get across midcourt here. Ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to be a Crusader ball at midcourt. As once again, the entire East High coaching section is up. I think they influenced the change of the call there.
Yeah, I think they did too. And I mean, obviously they had a better view than we did, but it was not a very clean ball handling there. Yeah.
So 18.7 seconds to go here. We're all tied at 11. East is going to have the last go at it here. Shot clock is off. With the ball up high is Flemingster. He kicks it right wing. Now they kick it over to Yusuf. He misses it. Rebound there by Chamberlain. He's going to be fouled. I think Rule came over the back on the foul. And with 4.6 seconds to go, Chamberlain's going to go to the line to shoot a couple. It'll be good for Bo to see a couple fall here. 11-11. Big thanks once again to Staber Meats, Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky Chickens, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center, along with our corporate sponsors, Fibercom and Mills, Schellmer, Pitts & Associates. They were your sponsors for quarter number one as Bo Chamberlain knocks that first free throw down. He'll get one more here with 4.6 seconds to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. It's the Crusaders 12, East High 11. And second free throw is good as well. And under 5 seconds to go here. East is going to have to go coast to coast here. They trail by two, 13-11.
Put a little pressure on that point
Crusaders
guard.
Put a little token pressure on. Here comes Flemingster. He's going to bring it across, kicks it corner. Flemingster throws up a fadeaway three off glass. Just barely missed it. So after one quarter of play, it's the Crusaders 13, East High 11. You've been listening to Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back for quarter number two.
Hi, this is Nick Hagerty, president of Prime Bank in Sioux City and 1996 graduate of Helan High School, along with Dave Hagerty, senior vice president and 2002 graduate. Prime Bank is proud to be a supporter of Catholic Radio and Bishop Helan Athletics. For over 127 years, Prime Bank has been committed to the communities we serve. As a community bank, we take pride in supporting educational and extracurricular opportunities that help students reach their potential. At Prime Bank, we want the same for you. Make Prime Bank the first choice for your financial needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. One quarter of the boys' game is in the books. It's the Crusaders 13, East High 11. Tom?
Well, it was... It wasn't a shooting expedition.
Well, it's kind of what you would expect.
But again, it goes just about like we said in the girls' game. These teams know each other well. I think Matt Knoll, the last few minutes, got going. Matt's got to get going downhill. I think he's got to put the pressure on East to take him away, take his dribble penetration away. I think that goes for all the Crusaders. We've got to be aggressive and not playing our heels, playing our toes.
Well, and I think you got to believe maybe East High talked about attacking the hole a little bit more and a little less launching the three.
So
East will start second half or second quarter with the ball. It's Alvarez with the ball. Diego kicks it over to the left wing to Flemingster, trying to post up inside as Kasongo, as they try and get it in and throw it away there. Tried a little high low there as Diego just couldn't match up real good there with Manise. So turnover East High on their first possession of the second quarter. Here comes the Crusaders now trying to build on that 13-11 lead. Bo Chamberlain's going to work it up the court. He's working against Kasongo Malou. 6 foot three against 6 foot seven.
I think the more we can have him out guarding the perimeter, the better. He's going to maybe hopefully tire out a little bit.
Well, and Matt Knoll's got a huge height advantage inside. And they use that right away and flip it into Matt. He was guarded by Alvarez, and Alvarez was giving up about 8 inches on that. That's not a good situation there. As we're going to see a travel on the call as Flemingster took an extra step on the pump fake and go. Crusaders with their biggest lead of the night, 15-11. Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand. Again, they're going to utilize whoever Kasongo Malou is guarding to bring the ball up. Really a nice coaching move there. It slows your team down a little bit as Noel gets it. Kicks it to Schultz.
Schultz with the three. Big shot. I tell you what, you watch three free throws go in and it helps.
Brady with six now. 7-point lead for the Crusaders. Alvarez kicks it over to Fitzy. Fitzy back and nearly has the ball stolen. Good hustle there.
Great hustle by Quinn Olson.
Here comes the Crusaders. Schaefer kicks it up to Bo Chamberlain. Chamberlain working against Fitzy Grant. Drives baseline, kicks it corner. Quinn pump fakes and goes, but nice strip there by A.J. Flemingster coming from the weak side to strip the ball away. Here's Flemingster. He gets mid lane, puts a little jumper up. It's off the mark. An offensive putback is off the mark, and finally it's rebounded by Quinn Olson. A couple of point-blank shots there for East. Did not fall. 6:17 to go here in the second quarter. Crusaders up 7, 18-11. Sean Schaefer, the pump fake, and pulled up from about 12 feet, just a little bit short. Here comes East High pushing it. It's a great block by Matt Noel coming out of nowhere. And at the other end, Matt tries to answer with the three. And
a little too quick on that release, maybe.
Here comes Fitzy Grant. He's going to go right at Chamberlain and get the make. Grant with two here. I don't think Coach Hahn, is this East High or is this a...
I think
it's a 30-second timeout.
I'm not sure who called it.
It's a full timeout taken by East High. We're going to send it back to the studio for a 30-second spot. We'll be right back with 5:47 to go here in quarter number two. Crusaders 18, East High 13. We'll be right back.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a Fourth Degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everybody. The action's starting to rev up a little bit here. Crusaders with an early 5-point lead here in the second quarter. 5:47 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Score stands at 18-13 as Crusaders throw it away on the inbound set.
That shouldn't happen.
East High came out of the timeout and applied some full court pressure, and the Crusaders threw it away. So East has got a chance for back-to-back buckets here. The biggest lead of the night was 18-11, 7 points by the Crusaders. Here's East High now with the ball up high. It's Yusuf, kicks it right wing. Now back up high to Augustine. Trying to get used to all the names here. Stewart with the ball, hands back to Yusuf. He's gonna drive in, pump fake. Quinn Olson in the air, and Belial Yusuf gets the bucket there. Lucky we didn't get Quinn Olson with the second foul.
Yeah, though. And I think it's a smart play there by Quinn.
18-15, back-to-back buckets by East have cut the lead to just three here. Chamberlain with the ball, left wing, gets it up high to Schultz. Back to Chamberlain, inside to Quinn. Quinn working down at the block. Behind the back pass to Schaefer, might be the pass.
Boom!
3 points.
Yeah, he's good at passing. We saw it all fall.
Sean Schaefer with the three at the other end. Yusuf with the back-to-back buckets. Belial Yusuf.
That's where the Crusaders have got to get back and transition D. That was a transition bucket.
21-17, Crusaders with the 4-point lead here. Left wing, Schaefer. Working, nothing going. Kicks it back up high to Chamberlain. Spins the ball over to the right side. Nice pass by Brady, kicking it in, and there's going to be, I believe,
foul on Stewart.
We're going to see a two-shot situation here or not?
We are.
I don't believe
no,
so.
No, on the floor, I believe.
Richard Stewart whistled for the foul. He's a 5'11" senior, so it's an inbound situation for the Crusaders here, checking team fouls here. Up high with the ball on the inbound set. They get it to right wing to Schultz, corner. Now they get it into... Nice move by Quinn Olson.
Yes.
Spun into the right block.
Yep.
Pump faked and got it in.
Yeah, he is at home in that low block.
Quinn with his first bucket. Here comes East High. Kick out. Stewart, three. Good. Richard Stewart with the tray. Nice feed there by Yusuf. Belial Yusuf with the drive and the feed. Stewart, nothing but twine. 23-20. Crusaders here over the East High Black Raiders. 3:55 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Left wing now, Matt Knoll. Matt's guarded by Augustine. Kicks it back over to Chamberlain. Chamberlain, beautiful, beautiful teardrop pass into Quinn. Quinn missed it, and then...
That was a good travel.
And then got his own rebound, and
yeah,
looking
I don't
him
know.
For a foul there, or for a turnover.
You can see Quinn, he's still got some football stuff. He's still got that football in his hand a little bit. So he's only been in a handful of practices.
Really beautiful pass by Bo Chamberlain, just to, I mean, a teardrop right in there. I don't know what we got going now. Must not be too serious. Only two East High coaches up.
Yo,
that constitutes minimal threat. Matt Hahn is not pleased there. I think they held onto the ball and let a sub come in late here. But East High with the ball now. They trail by three. They're working off that right wing. High Augustine pick. There's Yusuf with the drive. Step back off glass. He put it in. Boy, I tell you what. Belial Yusuf is having a big quarter. That's six now for Belial. He's going to be a handful for the next 3 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Knows how to play. Charlie Von Drager back in the game here. Hit a three earlier for the Crusaders. Miss again. The Black Raiders extending the D. Bo Chamberlain with the 12-footer.
Well, that's a shot Bo
he
usually
shot at 14.
Likes. Here comes East High now pushing it coast to coast. A little step-through move. He's going to get to the free throw line there.
You know, my college coach used to say, if you don't go stop the ball, you know, it's going to stop you at the basket. And that's just what's happened about two or three times with Yusuf.
So that ball's going to be, that foul's going to be called on Bo Chamberlain. It's going to put Yusuf to the line to add to his total tonight. And potentially Tyre take the lead. He misses the first one. Put the old announcer jinx on him. He'll get one more. 23-22 Crusaders. 2:57 left here in quarter number two. Schramm Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docket, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Misa, CNOS, Join Light Forms, and Keller Williams agent Tammy Bertrand as your second quarter sponsor. Second free throw is good. We're all deadlocked at 23. Matt Knoll's going to bring it across midcourt. Works between the circles. He's got Fitzy Grant guarding him. In the game now is Cannon Bork. Bork kicks it up to Schaefer. Schaefer kicks it in
to
Quinn.
That's a bad angle.
You
got to take one more pass.
And once again, a turnover here. So the last couple of minutes have gotten pretty sloppy for the Crusaders and East High now with a chance to grab the lead back. As we near the two-minute mark of quarter number two. East side with the ball, right wing. They swing it left wing. Now left baseline. Fitzy Grant, the left-handed jumper. Bang, nothing but net. Fitzy for two. He's got six. And East High is back on top, 25-23, as Sean Schaefer is going to work against Belial Yusuf, bringing across midcourt. He gets it in. Hands back to Matt Knoll. Knoll's guarded by Kisango Malou. They kick it back into Quinn Olson. Quinn on the baseline, looking for somebody open. He spins. Kicks it back to Knoll. Knoll's pushed and gets a bucket. No foul call.
And one.
But Matt now with nine. Back to a tie at 25-25. Under 2 minutes to go here in quarter number two. There's a pull-up three. It's off the mark. But Kisango Malou with the rebound. Kicks it back out. Another three. That one's off the mark. And Matt Knoll finally corrals the rebound. Crusaders now with a chance to take the lead back with 1:37 to go in your second quarter. Charlie Von Drager with the ball, kicks it up high to Matt Knoll. Knoll's going to work against Kisango Malou. Comes off a high Bork pick. Charlie with three. And
oh, halfway down. I love the shot.
Level for the rebounds. One by Schaefer. Gives it over to Bork. Bork misses the short one. And rebound East High there. Here comes East pushing up. Fitzy Grant working against Schaefer. Boom, another one. I tell you what, Fitzy Grant off that baseline.
He likes that 16-footer.
Wow. 27-25. 1 minute left here in half number one. We've got a good one going here at East High School's. Matt Knoll works against Grant. Gets deep in the lane. Lots of contact. Nothing called there. One and done. Here comes East High. Stolen by Quinn Olson, though, at midcourt. And the Crusaders are going to slow things down with 43 seconds to go in the half. They trail by two. They led by two going into the second quarter. They trail by two. I'm kind of starting to see some of the fatigue of those football guys out there.
Yeah.
17 seconds left on the shot clock. 27 seconds left on the quarter game clock. Kasongo Malou working against Matt Knoll. Now they're shifted off into, and we're going to see a foul called on A.J. Flemingster.
And that's only the second foul of the quarter.
It's going to allow the Crusaders to get the last shot of the quarter.
Yeah, this
though.
Is where I would get some
offense back in.
Well, I'd leave Charlie out there. Maybe get, because Charlie, you know, Charlie's had the chance, he's got the opportunity to, you know, and he's feeling it.
That second one looked pretty good.
It was
too.
Halfway down. We got to keep him close to that score bench.
Job one is to get the ball inbounds here. They finally do to Quinn Olson. Back door, Matt Knoll. Matt's going to be fouled, driving hard in there. It's going to be on Fitzy Grant.
That's three
on Fitzy.
Three on the Fitz.
And that's going to send Keegan Augustine, the 6'3" senior, into the ball game for Fitzy.
Surprised that East had him on the floor defensively with two fouls and 18 seconds left in the half.
Crusaders, nobody with more than one foul here, as Matt Knoll's first free throw is just a little bit short. He'll get one more. Matt with nine. Let's knock this down and get to double figures here, Matt. 15.9 seconds to go here. Crusaders trail by two, 27-25. Second free throw by Knoll is off the mark as well. So 0 for 2 there. And here comes East High with a chance to build on this lead. As they're going to walk it across midcourt, it's Alvarez with the ball. 6 seconds left, 5 seconds. They kick it off to Yusuf. Yusuf drives into the lane. Double pumper, a nice finish there. Belial Yusuf with a huge, huge second quarter.
But again, that's where you got to get off and gap. We have to gap that defense one pass away because they're not getting anything from the arc. I don't know if they made a three-point shot. I don't believe so.
Big thanks to all our second quarter sponsors. After one half a play, it is the East High Black Raiders 29, the Crusaders 25. We're going to send it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have some halftime comments, stats, and all that good stuff. Once again, from East High, it's the East High Black Raiders 29, the Crusaders 25. We'll be right back.
Falk Brothers, being in business for so long, has given us the opportunity to expand our horizons with the addition of home improvement services. Not only are we specialists in your home plumbing, we are an expert kitchen and bathroom remodeling team. Falk Brothers offers additional outdoor services such as sprinkler systems, ponds, and more. If you have any questions, you can call 712-258-3388. Thank you, Falk Brothers, for supporting Siouxland Catholic Radio.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
Central Bank, Sioux City and Storm Lake, we make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio. Brought to you tonight by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, LLC. The Crusaders trail the East High Black Raiders 29-25 at half. In addition to Dave Pepin, our other halftime sponsors include Mollet Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, the Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Fund, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists. Well, Tom, kind of a game of spurts there. The Crusaders temporarily had a little control going. I believe they had as much as maybe a 7-point lead, but the second half of the second quarter was all East High, and especially Belal Yusuf. I tell you what, he was a load.
Well, he's a load because he's very good at getting to the hole. Extremely strong ball handler, can go left or right, and you know, we talked about it early that Helan has to make East beat us from the arc. And Bilal was he was getting to the hole. He was penetrating. And I think if you're one pass away from him, you've got to get in that gap as a helper and really take that penetration away.
Well, Yusuf and Fitzy Grant got hot there from that left baseline about 15, 16 feet out. He splashed a couple there, so he's got to have a good vibe heading in at halftime. But, again, it's a lot of what we thought it would be. You know, both teams had it pretty easy offensively on week number one, on game number one, but it certainly is not the case tonight. It's a tough one out there. Real quickly, the scoring recap for the first half for the East High Black Raiders. They were led by Bilal Yusuf with 9, 8 points for Fitzy Grants, 2 points for A.J. Flemister, 2 points for Diego Alvarez, 3 points for Richard Stewart, 4 points for Kasongo Malou, and 1 point for Rule. For the Crusaders, Brady Schultz with a nice first half with 6 points. Quinn Olson held to just 2, 3 points for Sean Schaefer, 9 for Matt Knoll, 2 for Bo Chamberlain, and 3 for Charlie Von Dreger. So Crusaders trail 29-25 at half. It's you know, I think the emphasis for Matt Hahn's got to be let's get some offensive symmetry. What do we really want to do here?
Well, here's the other thing. I mean, I know we're trying to post up Quinn and inside. We've got the advantage inside of Matt Knoll. And to me, I would not that he can't be outside, but I think you got to mix him in the post and out of the post a little bit. He's a 6'8" Division II basketball player that is the biggest, strongest kid on the court. Well, maybe not strongest. They got a big, strong guy too. But he's a skilled kid around the basket. And when perimeter shots are hard to come by and it's a low-scoring game like this, two-point baskets become very valuable.
Well, and at the defensive end, Tom, you talked about it near the end of the first half there. You got to play some gap defense and help on those kids driving the lane. There's too many deep drives that got too many easy shots, mainly from Bilal Yusuf, but several other kids as well. And then keeping the big guy off the glass. So he really did a pretty good job with the likes of Flemingster and the other Yusuf. But Bilal was really the show there. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show, sponsored by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate. For East High, obviously, more of the same. They're just going to keep bringing a lot of bodies at you. Yeah. And probably the key there maybe was Fitzy Grant getting that third foul. It was similar to what we saw in the girls' game when Flattery got her third foul and then her fourth foul right away in the start of the second half. So I would attack Fitzy Grant and whoever's got him.
Absolutely.
See if we can get him on the bench.
East has played about 10 guys, 10 pretty quality kids. Crusaders bench is not maybe as deep, and so that's a factor that you got to take into consideration. Matt Knoll hasn't gotten a rest yet. Quinn has gotten, and Sean Schaefer really haven't come off the court much.
Well, you can see Quinn out there too, kind of bending over. I mean,
yeah, he's
Quinn's just, you know, 10 days removed from football practice, so this is all playing yourself into shape with games.
Correct.
And you know, we need to get him involved a little bit more offensively. Just 2 points for Quinn Olson, but still a ball game, 29-25. As we saw, leads can evaporate pretty quickly there, as we saw in the first half. So hang with us here. We got a good one going at East High. Game two, the girls with the big win in the opener, holding on for a 51-49 win over East High to move to 2-0 on the season. Again, a reminder, we'll be back on the air Tuesday night. We've got North High coming to the coming to Bishop Helan to the event center, and we'll see. The girls' game will tip off at 5:30. Boys will tip off at 7, pregame at 5:15. Hopefully you'll join us for that if you can't get out to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse to watch that ball game once again. And then we'll close next week with a Friday night doubleheader at Lamar's. We're going to send it back to the studio here. We got about 3 minutes left in halftime. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show, brought to you by Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, Monsignor Laffrey Tuition Foundation, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Special. Once again, at half, it's 29-25. We'll be right back.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. we just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Greenville Pharmacy is a fully staffed modern pharmacy that specializes in providing personalized care and concern for each prescription customer. At Greenville Pharmacy, you are far greater significance than just another prescription number. We recognize you and greet you as a customer, friend. As our friend, your good health and well-being are truly a primary concern. Proud sponsor of 88.1 FM and Heelan Sports.
Sneaky's Chicken was founded back in 1975 by brothers Dave and Rick Ferris. When the two opened the restaurant in 1979, they made it their personal goal to provide a quality meal at a fair price. Over the last three decades, Sneaky's has served tens of thousands through its vast array of food services. While the times have changed, one thing will remain the same, that's our famous Sneaky's Chicken. So let Sneaky's treat you like a part of the family. You can call Sneaky's Chicken, 712-252-0522.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Gary. We're high above East High Center Court here. It's just about the end of halftime. Crusaders trail the East High Black Raiders 29-25. Just sitting off to our left is one Mr. Dylan Grimsley. We could use Dylan checking in right now. He had some nice ball games in this joint over the years.
Yes, he did. A lot of great memories there with DG playing here, and I bet he could still play a little bit.
I would imagine. He's taking pretty good care of himself. So, Crusaders in that first half led 13-11 after one quarter of play, but East High outscored the Crusaders 18-12 in the second quarter to grab the 29-25 lead here at half. And looking at the possession arrow, I believe it's going to point in the favor of the Crusaders. Tonight's third quarter is brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. Our other third quarter sponsors include Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. On your Security National Bank scoreboard, it's 29-25 East High, and Crusaders are ready to go. The same group that started the lineup, or started the game, excuse me, Olson, Schultz, Noel, Schaefer, and Chamberlain for the East High Black Raiders. Flemingster, Grant, Yusuf, and Kasango Malou. Backcourt, here come the Crusaders. Brady Schultz is going to bring it across midcourt between circles. Guarded closely by Yusuf. Having trouble, finally gets it high post entry to Quinn Olson. Quinn kicks it cross court to Sean Schaefer. Sean drives, kicks it back to Quinn in the lane, and it's going to be stolen by East High, but he was out of bounds.
Yep.
A.J. Flemister with a nice attempt to steal the ball there, but had a foot dragging out of bounds. It'll be a Crusader ball. 18 seconds left on the shot clock. Crusaders going to run their inbound set. They kick it up high to Schultz, back over to Schaefer. There's Quinn Olson stepping in. Quinn gets the easy bucket. Yep. Really nice inbound set.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Crusaders get that deficit back to 2 points. Let's get a defensive stop down.
Here we go. On the wing, it's Yusuf with the ball. Kicks it up to Kasango Malou. They spin the ball all the way over to the other Yusuf. Now A.J. Flemingster back up to Fitzy Grants. We got a call away from the ball.
Well, a hook with Schultz down below, trying to maybe play some defense. With the switching defense, you're going to get that. You're going to have some mismatches, and I'm sure East is going to look to take advantage of that.
Brady Schultz becomes the first Crusader with more than one personal foul. He's got two first-team foul for the Crusaders. 7:21. We're just rolling here with quarter number three. East High inbounds. It kicks it up high to Kasango Malou. He kicks it over to Bill Isle, and there's a way too
again,
easy.
Put that one on Schultz because he's got to be off and in that gap, unless that's just not the philosophy, but it should be against East High.
Yusuf went right around Schaefer there to get the bucket now. He's got 11 to lead all scorers. They get the ball inside Quinn Olson now. Quinn taking his time on the left block, goes across the lane, kicks it out to Chamberlain. Chamberlain's now going to dribble it up high. Gets to mid lane, kicks it over to Schultz. Schultz pump fakes and goes to the left side to right side. Kicks it over to Schaefer. Schaefer into Quinn. And Quinn's going to get the and one opportunity there. Really nice patience by the Crusaders there for getting Quinn Olsen involved. Foul's going to be on A.J. Flemister. That's A.J.'s third.
So two Black Raiders with three fouls right now, Flemister and Grant.
Quinn's going to go to the line to try and cut this two-point deficit to just one. The other night, checking the stats, Quinn was 3-for-4 from the free throw line. And puts it up, and it's off the horn. Ball's going to be tipped back. Nice job by Bo Chamberlain keeping alive. So second shot opportunity here. Crusaders trail by two. Quinn drives in, double pumps. Now we're going to see another foul called. And Quinn's going to go right back to the charity line, and that's four on Flemister.
Quinn's got to get those knees bent a little bit when he shoots those free throws. This comes from a very bad free throw shooter. But he's really got those knees locked, and I think he just needs to get a little flex going in him.
A little surprised. We haven't seen how there's somebody coming to the Stewart's going to check in for Flemister as Quinn knocks that one down. Quinn's got one more. 31-30 East High. If Quinn can knock this down, it'll deadlock the game here with 6:34 to go under Security National Bank scoreboard. It's been a fairly tight one the whole ball game. Quinn's second one's off the horn. Once again, they tip it back. Nice job. Third chance here. So far, it's been a three-point possession. There's Matt Noel working against the big guy out front. Gets a corner to Schaefer. Schaefer, nice flash by Quinn. Quinn gives it back to Matt, and Matt's going to get to the line. Really nice ball movement there. As Kasongo Malu is going to get his second foul. And the fouls are starting to mount for East High here in the quarter.
Yeah, and they're all good. They're all legitimate fouls. Now we got to make some free throws, though.
Matt Noel goes to the line. He'll shoot two. Missed his last two. Made that one. Matt becomes the first Crusader to hit double figures. He's got 10. He'll get one more here and gives the Crusaders a chance to take the lead. So far, a four-point possession for the Crusaders here.
Let's get that lead back.
Absolutely. Noel, the All-State swing man, is going to Wayne State next year. Knocks them both down. He's got 11. The Crusaders regain the lead at 32-11. They trailed by four at half. There's a steal by Quinn Olsen, and he falls down, but he keeps it alive, kicks it back. They get it back into.
Yep, I tell you what.
Noel,
right now the momentum's one way, and I don't know what East is not happy about.
Manisa Kasongo Malu with his third foul, so he joins Flemister with four, Fitzy Grant with three, and once again, Matt misses another one. So Matt's 2-for-5 on the night. Let's get this one down here. You always want to get points at the line here.
Yes.
And, of course, you have to have the mandatory discussion with the bench.
Now, I will say this, though. The next, from the rest of the quarter here, with 6 minutes, we're going to be shooting two free throws. This is where this new rule could have a real effect for one team.
I thought looking at some of the stats in game ones across the state, though, it looked like free throws were down.
I thought
it was cutting into the free throw numbers. Boy, misses another one. 2-for-6 from the line for Noel, 32-31 Crusaders. 5:52 to go here in the third quarter. On the right wing, it's Augustine. He gets the ball nearly stripped away.
He does.
Olsen by Quinn
again.
Olsen. And Quinn with the layup. I tell you what, Quinn Olsen's came out to play this quarter. He's got seven by himself.
That's what he does.
Quinn doing Quinn things. Here's East High now. They trail by three, 34-31. Augustine with the ball, right wing, kicks over to Fitzy Grant, who's checked back into the ball game. Left-handed layup and nearly an and one, but it goes off the rim. It's going to be two shots for Fitzy Grant. And that foul, I think, is going to be whistled on Chamberlain, Bo Chamberlain.
Is that Bo? I thought it was Matt.
Trying to wait and see here. Fitzy misses the free throw. Must be something in the air here. They still haven't put up. Matt already had one foul. Second free throw by the left-handers up and good. So Fitzy Grant gets 1 for 2. He's got 9 on the night. A little full-court pressure by East High. 34-32 Crusaders as Quinns brings it across midcourt. Kasanga Malou is guarding him. They kick it right wing to Bo Chamberlain. They switch on him. Augustine guarding Chamberlain. Up high. Now corner to Schultz. Schultz is going to kick it inside to Quinn Olson. Quinn's working against the big guy, and they're gonna whistle him. And that foul's going to be whistled on Chris Loggins. And I think they let Chris get away with quite a few there, and then finally enough was enough. And that's going to, as you said earlier, at the five, almost nearly 3 minutes into the quarter, the Crusaders are going to be shooting two on every free every foul from here on in this quarter.
No, we got to bend our knees, stick that rear end out a little bit, create some touch.
Quinn to shoot two, and he's off the mark. Three for nine this quarter. Well, you get half that number and you're sitting with a 7-point lead. Quinn with the second shot now. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by our premier corporate sponsors. They are Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. Quinn gets the second one. Nice job rebounding there by Quinn. 2, 4, 6, 8 points for Quinn in the quarter. 5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Crusaders up three.
Get in the gap, Charlie.
Fitzy Grant kicks it back out high. Nice drive, nice scoop layup, but Smith off the ball or off the mark by Loggins. I agree. He's a nice-looking player. As Matt Knowles going to take the ball up high. He's guarded by Augustine.
Let's
kicks
get Matt
left
in the post a little bit.
Schaefer, left corner, drives in, gets contact, misses the layup. Battle for the rebound is going to be controlled by guess who? Nope. Quinn had it for a second, and now East High is going to throw it away. As cheerleader number 4 was the closest contestant for that one, and turnover East High. On the court for the Crusaders now is Schaefer, Von Drager, Noel, Chamberlain, and Quinn Olson. Boy, Quinn's got to be dog tired a little bit, man.
He's got the old hands on the knees out there. And
there's Charlie Von Drager with the ball. Yeah, kicks it back inside.
I like this. He's in the post. Let's post it.
Little
even
fade,
that,
little
even that, I'll
away,
take it, I'll take it.
Little fadeaway, nothing but net. That's 13 on the night for Matt Knowles. Leads at 5, 37-32. There's Fitzy Grant driving in.
Yeah, foul on Knowles. He can't follow there. You got to lead the guy through.
And probably a good foul, given the fact that he probably had a layup if we don't commit that foul.
Yes.
Quinn's going to get a well-deserved breather. As East High now is going to inbound under their own bucket, having trouble getting in. Finally, they get it in up high. It's Richard Stewart with the ball, kicks it over to Augustine. Augustine, nice crossover.
I don't know why we're guarding him out that far, though. Coach, they haven't made a perimeter shot all night.
And that's an and one as Brady Schultz is going to be whistled for the foul, and Augustine's going to go to the line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Nice drive there by him. Good crossover move. ...37-34, 3:50 to go in your third quarter. Augustine's free throw is off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Bo Chamberlain. Nice job, Bo, checking out. Here come the Crusaders. Their lead's three. They're under 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Matt Knoll, a nice crossover move. He gets deep in the layup and just missed the layup. Did everything but get the layup there. Made a great move on the other end. Nice drive and finish there by Diego Alvarez. Diego's got 4, and that leads back to 1, 37-36. Here comes Chamberlain working it across. And once again, they're going to call a backcourt foul there. Matt Hahn was not pleased there. They let it get by with several hand checks before they finally whistled it.
Well, and he's got bound to complain. Every time they foul, it's 2 free throws.
Chris Loggins with that foul. That's his second. Bo at the line. Bo knows. He knocks it in. He's 3 for 3 on the night. He'll get one more, 38-36. Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures join Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake as your third quarter sponsors. Bo Chamberlain, two free throws in the books, 39-36, Crusaders. Here comes East High now, bringing it across. Diego Alfreds kicks it up. Quinn Olson checked into the game, just got the steal, took it deep, spins back, puts it up, misses it.
That's where Quinn should have just taken it right away. And again, he's
at the other end. They let Rule get deep again. Bilal Rule, or Bilal Rule, excuse me, once again continues to, and there's another foul. And again, that foul is going to be whistled on Loggins. Now he joins the club with three fouls. And I'm really not sure what the East High coaches have to complain about.
No, they're all fouls.
You know? I don't know why officials continue to go over and talk to him. It absolutely floors me.
Yeah.
Chamberlain knocks it down. That's perfect 5-for-5 on the night for Bo. Leads back to 2 at 40-38 under Security National Bank scoreboard. Chamberlain's going to get another one here. Von Drager, Schaefer, Chamberlain, Olson, and Noel in the ball game as Chamberlain misses the second one. Here comes East High now with a chance to tie or take the lead here, and there's a travel as Belial Youssef thought he had somebody open, then they moved and took the extra step. Good call.
Yep. 2:47 left. Hey, let's go to the free throw line again. Well, maybe not. We're not shooting very good.
Yeah, I don't know if that's an advantage or not, Tom. All right, Schaefer working against Youssef, brings it across midcourt here, working cross court, gives it to Quinn Olson. Quinn kicks it up to Matt. Matt Noel, little down pick for Bo, back to Matt. Matt with a long three, it's off the mark. Battled for the rebound, is going to be a foul on Charlie Von Drager there. Good to see Charlie going after that.
Absolutely. And now they're going to come down here and choose some free throws.
Fairly soft call there. Going to the line is Rule. He's 1-for-2 on the night. Yang Rule puts it up and good. He's got a chance with one more here to tie this ball game up at 40-39 on the Security National Bank scoreboard. The game has slowed down considerably here in this third quarter. Lots of fouls being called. Second free throw is up and good.
Nice thing is we get a reset here in 2.5 minutes.
Yes. So Rule knocks both down. We're not deadlocked at 40 here. 2:25 to go in the quarter as Matt Knoll's going to bring it across the timeline. Works inside the volleyball court here. Crossover dribble to the middle. Kicks it over to Schaefer. Schaefer back to Charlie. Charlie.
Oh, boom!
Charlie Von Drager with his second tray of the night. Nice setup there. Charlie popped down quickly, though. East High gets back across the other, gets up, and I think Rule got that tip on that.
Well, no, the ball just didn't. There was no tip, but the layup went in.
Remember who shot that?
It was B. Rule. Or okay. Not, no, it was, I'm sorry, it was, let's see, I think it was Knife.
Okay. Crusaders with the ball and the lead, 43-41. Chamberlain pump fakes, drives left baseline, gets cut off, back to Quinn Olson, cross court to Schaefer. Schaefer open three, it's up and good. John Schaefer, good patience by the Crusaders there. Back-to-back threes, one by Von Drager, one by Schaefer, has the Crusaders back up by four. There's Rule driving in, nice finish there.
Yeah, it's amazing he's not in their starting lineup.
46-44 for Crusaders. 70 seconds left in the third quarter here. Matt Noel brings it across midcourt, working against Kasongo Malou.
That's a reach. That's an easy call. That's an easy call. I don't know what they're complaining about.
And
that is an absolute easy call.
And that's four on him. You know, you get him out of the game with his presence, you can move Matt inside. And
right.
They really don't have a good matchup for that. So Matt Noel goes to the line. He'll shoot two. First one is in and out.
Unbelievable.
It hasn't been Matt's strong point tonight.
Well, it hasn't been anybody's.
three misses in a row for Matt. Let's knock this down. Crusaders up two. 1:01 left in the third quarter. Second free throw, good. Here come the East High. Their sideline quick up off the layup. Yusuf, nice move inside, misses. Nice rebound there by Quinn Olson. East High got a good look, just couldn't get it down. Now Quinn's going to walk it across midcourt. 44 seconds left on the game clock, 27 on the shot clock. Olson's going to drive in. His layup is off the mark. Tried to go back with his right hand from the left side.
Again, I hate to make excuses, but that's just – and that again, that's a foul. We fouled them. Now I hope – oh, I guess we didn't complain, though.
Schaefer with that foul. That's Sean's second, and it's going to put Nyfusoff to the line to shoot a pair. He's kind of come alive here with his brother in the third quarter. Free throw is in and out. Something in the air, Tom. Something in the air.
Yeah.
Got to make sure you pin out good here. 33.3 seconds to go in the quarter. Shot clock will be off. Crusaders up three temporarily. Make it two as he knocks the second one down. Isaiah sets up full court pressure now. They get it back to Matt Noel. Matt's going to work it across against Augustine. He'll get it across midcourt easily. 25 seconds to go. Expect the Crusaders maybe to go for the last shot of the quarter here. Charlie in the corner, nothing going there. Has trouble.
Come on, Charlie, you got to be stronger than that.
And here comes Yusuf driving in. He gets the bucket. That's Belial Yusuf there.
Well, and all again,
he's got 15.
We got beaten this quarter because we couldn't make free throws and we gave up a bunch of layups.
Bo Chamberlain, long three, is off the mark, and we're back where we started after three quarters of play. It is the Crusaders 47, the East High Black Raiders 47. A big thanks once again to Folk Brothers and Central Bank for their premier corporate sponsorship of quarter number three. Once again, after three quarters of play, it's all tied at 47. We'll be right back for quarter number four. It's Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone, alongside my cohort in crime.
Your frustrated friend.
Tom Betts. He's still trying to figure out the defensive strategy of this game. We're all tied after three quarters of play, 47-47. Start the fourth quarter, it's going to be East High with the ball there. The Crusaders had a chance with a two-point lead to get the last shot of the quarter, threw it away, and East High came down, and Belial Yusuf got a bucket there with 2 seconds to go and tied it all up. So East High is going to start the quarter with the ball. Lots of foul trouble for East High. That could be the determining factor. Fitzy Grant now kicks it corner. Yusuf with a nice drive, but the ball stolen by Schaefer. Nice help there by Quinn Olson to tip it away. Schaefer got the steal. Crusaders now with a chance to break the lead here as we begin quarter number four, brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. There's a drive by Chamberlain to get finished. Bo.
Hey, that's a good move, Bo.
Bo now with seven on the night. Crusaders back on top, 49-47. Fitzy Grant with the ball, swings it left side to Yusuf. Now Augustine thought about the three, kicked it back to Yusuf. Nice defense there by Chamberlain. Fitzy Grant working against Matt. Now there's a wide open three, and it's off the mark. That was Flemingster, and it goes out of bounds there. A.J. maybe had too much time to think about it there. And the one thing about it is it sets the Crusaders, or sets the East High the opportunity to set the full court pressure up here. Chamberlain's going to trigger it inbounds, gets it Schaefer in the backcourt. Schaefer's going to be working against Loggins. He gets it across midcourt. Now they're going to hand back to Matt Rule, or Matt Noel. Matt's working against Augustine. Quinn's got a post advantage in there, but we just can't complete it there. And now,
nice job, Schultz. Look up. Okay, smart move.
East High had a chance maybe for a breakaway, but the ball was stolen by Brady Schultz in the backcourt. Crusaders up two with the ball here. Knowles having trouble with it. Finally gets it into Quinn Olson just outside the block. Quinn spins and goes up. Lots of contact there. Now let's see what we're going to get called here.
I think a push on by 24.
And if that's the case, that's going to be four on Chris Loggins. That draws a three-coach stand-up. So obviously, they're not in agreement. Ball is going to be triggered inbound. 6:31 to go here in your ball game as Quinn Olson's going to kick it in. He's got with him Noel, Schultz, Chamberlain, and Schaefer. Matt Knowles, three, is off the mark. Quinn Olson rebounding, back put back. Nice job, Quinn. Quinn doing Quinn things. He's got 12 on the night, 10 in the second half. At the other end, nice drive there.
Well, I told you that young man, he's pretty darn good for a sophomore.
Yeah, it's Chris Loggins. He gets the bucket here. Schaefer gets it across, drives lane, left-handed layups off the mark. Nice hustle by Matt Knoll, but he knocks it out of bounds. Ball belongs to the East High Black Raiders. 51-49, 6:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Swimming Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. Join St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank as our fourth quarter sponsors. As another line change here by East High. Probably need to take a head count here. I guess we're down to five.
Hey, that doesn't matter. They'll just call timeout. Don't you remember 2006?
Very, very well. Here we go. East High with the ball across midcourt. Under 6 minutes left in your ball game. Crusaders up two, 51-49 on the Security National Bank scoreboard. Up high with the ball is Loggins. Loggins pulls up and shoots, misses it. Nice pin out there by Bo Chamberlain.
Yeah, very good pin out. Again, good-looking shot by Loggins.
Chamberlain's going to bring it across midcourt. Gets a high pick from Quinn. Now Quinn floats back into the lane. Schaefer into Quinn. Nice pass, nice finish.
Yep.
So what happened there is Quinn Olson set the pick up high,
yes, he
slid
did.
Inside. Nice pass. And that's going to bring an East High timeout with the Crusaders up 53-49. 5:32 to go. We're going to take a 30-second spot. And we'll be right back. It's Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio.
New Crib Inspection is a locally owned and operated company supporting our clients with an unbiased opinion in real estate inspections. We take pride in knowing our industry and take the responsibility in providing our clients with service, knowledge, and professionalism. Call us today for your inspection, 712-301-2121. NewCrib.com.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone, as both teams are ready to break their huddles from the timeouts. Crusaders up 4, 53-49. After one quarter of play, it was the Crusaders up 13-11. At halftime, it was 29-25 East High. At the end of three, it was deadlocked at 47, and the Crusaders have outscored the Black Raiders 6-2 here to start quarter number four. It'll be East High ball in their backcourt. As they'll bring it up, as it's A.J. Flemister. A.J. with only 2 points tonight will handle the horn here. Crusaders are going to come out in a little 1-3-1 for the first time tonight.
I like it.
Coming out of the timeout, Fitzy Grant in the corner, back up to Flemister. Kasongo Malou working the high post there. It's Yusoff under Kasongo Malou. Flemister with the three, and he splashes it.
That's a good gamble, though. I'll take it.
53-52. Crusaders holding on to a one-point lead there. Schaefer breaks the pressure, gets it up, kicks it corner. Matt Knoll with a drive.
Woo! Two-hand dunk. Slamma jamma.
Not everybody can do that, Tom. Fitzy Grant at the other end, though. He goes.
Well, our transition defenses have been about as fast as my 100-yard meter to run.
Fitzy Grant with a nice finish there, coming down the right side and left-handed layup. Once again, we're back at one-point lead for the Crusaders, 55-54, 4:34 to go in your ball game. Quinn Olson working out high against Grant, goes right by him, gets in the lane, kicks it out to Brady Schultz. Schultz is three, good.
Boom. I'll tell you what, how about that, Ron Schultz?
That's nine on the night for Brady. Here comes East High trying to answer quickly. Flemingster maybe got by with a walk. Fitzy Grant spins, nothing going. Back up high to Youssef. Crusader crowd is getting into it. Belial Youssef, lots of contact, no call.
Well, here's another
Matt
dunk.
Noel. He's going to get a dunk here. Boom. Back-to-back dunks by Matt. Puts the Crusaders up six. 3:50 to go in your ball game. Fitzy Grant up high, working against Noel. Fitzy's going to drive in. Lots of contact.
Yep.
He's going to go down hard.
Yep,
he'll get two
call.
Shots. I believe that foul's going to be whistled on Quinn Olson. And a good foul. Don't give him the cheap one there. He's going to put Grant to the line to shoot a pair. Fitzy did not shoot any free throws against Spencer and has not shot any tonight, so this will be his first two attempts. 3:42 to go in your ball game. Crusaders up by six, 60-54. Grant's first free throw is off the mark, and he'll get one more. Crusaders.
This is where you got to box out. I mean, every possession is so critical right now.
Second free throw is good. So Grant gets one for two, and we're going to get a timeout on the floor. Let's see how long a timeout it's going to be. As everybody stands here, it's the 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Gets a chance once again to thank our fourth quarter sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Long Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, five-star awards, and more. 3:42 left in your ballgame. Crusaders on the road lead the East High Black Raiders 60-55.
Well, what scares me right now, Coach, is this comes down a little bit to a free throw game. You know, it can. We got to step up and make some free throws. You're not going to win the game if we don't make free throws on the stretch.
And you got to handle this backcourt pressure here.
Yeah.
East is going to continue to put backcourt pressure on every opportunity they can get. On the floor for the Crusaders, it's going to be Schaefer, Schultz, Chamberlain, Olson, and Matt Noel. So you got your starting five out there for the Crusaders. And looks like they're just going to go with a little full court man-to-man look here for East High. They get it in to Quinn Olson. Quinn's going to bring it up. No resistance there. Finally, A.J. Flemingster jumps out to guard him a little bit. Brady gets it across the timeline. He's guarded closely by Youssef. Picks his dribble up. Gets it to Matt Noel. Gets it into Olson. Quinn with a nice spin move. He gets hammered.
Oh, how can they possibly complain about that call? He tackled him.
That's all very interesting. Rule with the foul. It's going to put Quinn to the line to shoot a pair. Sixty-55. 3:24 left in the ball game. Believe me, this will be a slow 3 minutes and 24 seconds to go left. Boy, that's been the nemesis tonight. The ability to knock free throws down as Quinn misses the first one a little bit off to the right. Sean Schaefer steps in and pats him on the tush and says, all right, boy, take your time here. Let's get this one down. Second free throw is up and good. So one for two. Leads back to six. 3:23 to go here. They scoot it up very quickly. Fitzy gets it over to Youssef. Youssef spins. Belial, and he's going to get an and one. As Schaefer got him on the way up.
But that's where we know what he's going to do. If you're a pass away, dive, gap, help.
Yeah, tell you what, Tom, he has really impressed me tonight.
Well, he's an extremely talented player.
17 points.
But he hasn't made anything past the foot.
61-57, 3:15 to go here. Belial Youssef goes to the line. He'll shoot a free throw. It's up and good. And we'll get a substitute here. It's going to be Diego Alvarez checking in. And checking out, it's going to be Richard Stewart for the East High Black Raiders. Rule's going to guard the ball here. Chamberlain gets it in to Quinn Olson. They're going to double-team Quinn. They get it up to Chamberlain. Chamberlain gets across the timeline. He's guarded by Rule. Now up to Schaefer. Schaefer's guarded by Alvarez. Back to Matt. Noel kicks it corner to Schaefer. Nice lob into Quinn Olson. And Quinn
there
gets
the deuce.
Really nice pass by Schaefer. Really nice finish by Quinn Olson. Leads back to 5, 63-58. We're under 3 minutes to go. Fitzy Grant working baseline, spins and wins. Nice left-handed jumper by Fitzy. Crusaders getting pressure again. Quinn Olson will get it across the timeline. 2:37 to go. This is about the longest the clock has run all second half. Olson on the baseline. He's going to be guarded by Rule. Kicks it up high to Schaefer. Schaefer kicks it over to Matt. Noel with 12 seconds left on the shot clock. He's going to go one-on-one against Fitzy Grant. Kicks it corner. Nice drive there by
Schultz. How about that by Schultz?
Brady Schultz there. Pump fake. Got to the baseline. Got the finish. Five-point lead for the Crusaders. Quickly East.
I'm okay with that.
Answer. And they do.
Oh, all right. Give it up to Flemister. That's a glue guy making that shot.
A.J. Flemister. He's got two threes here in the second half. Backcourt now as Matt Knowles going to bring it across. We're under 2 minutes to go. Crusaders' lead is just two, 65-63. Schaefer in the corner. Kicks it in to Quinn. Quinn takes his time, puts it up, gets it blocked, and now he's going to foul.
That's okay. Yep.
I like the look. Probably could have taken one more pump fake there. Yes. Quinn now is three fouls on Quinn, three fouls on Schultz, and three fouls on Schaefer for the Crusaders. East High with the ball. Minute 42 left in the quarter. And in the ball game, they trail by two, 65-63. Flemingster is going to bring it across the timeline. Works the right side now, working against Brady Schultz. He's got Augustine on one side. There's Youssef driving in, and he just lost his foot. Feet
they
there.
Call
the, they call the foul, I believe.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Okay, that's all right. Just taking it down underneath.
Foul's going to be whistled on Schaefer, and that's going to be Sean's fourth. And it's a non-shooting foul. It was on the drive, so it's going to be a Black Raider inbound. Is that going to be five on?
That's five on Schaefer.
That's five on Schaefer.
Okay, we got Chuck VD, Chuck Van Greger in.
65-63.
I'd be real careful about the matchups here, but this is about what he's got to do.
1:27 left. Tell you what, this officiating crew's earned their money tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
This has not been an easy game to call. And they've stayed pretty consistent with it.
No, they've been good.
All right, so East High inbound under their own basket. Just to the left of the basket as we look down on the court here. They're going to go 1-4 high across as they'll run Youssef all the way across. Kick it into Kasango Mola, and he gets it. All tied.
Well, this is where Matt Knowles got to step up and make his money right here.
Kasango Malu with the finish there. Quinn Olson drives lanes, jump stops, pump fakes, gets the ball stripped. Charlie has it, kicks it out. Schultz, three. Good. Woo!
How about that?
Get
a charge!
At the other end, we're going to get an and.
Yeah, we got no. They called a charge. They had to call a charge right there.
I don't think so.
We're heading this way, Coach. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they called a charge.
Now the question is, who is that on?
Yeah.
Is that on Knife?
Yeah, it's on Knife. It's
okay.
First foul.
Yeah, it's Knife's first. Wow, that's a big one. We got a 30-second timeout. I'm going to shoot by our sponsors one more time here as Tom gets a breath there in the old Brady Schultz fan club. St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank are our premier sponsors for quarter number four. Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more have worked together to bring you tonight's exciting fourth quarter. Crusaders 68, East High 65. 1 minute, 1 second left in your ball game. Or should I say in regulation? This one has a feel that it could go bonus time. Regardless of what happens, I think it's a good builder for both these ball teams tonight.
Yeah.
As Crusaders now missing Sean Schaefer. Sean fouled out of the ball game. It's shocking that the first guy to foul out was one of our guys after all the foul trouble that East High had.
Right.
They have to be careful on defense with their foul situation and who they have out there. So the Crusaders are going to come out with Chamberlain, Knoll, Olsen, Schultz, and Charlie Von Dreiger. And they're going to backcourt inbounds here, full court pressure. A little 1-2.
Timeouts left is 3-3.
1-2-2 pressure here by East High. As Quinn gets trapped in the backcourt, he beats the pressure, gets it up the court, and he's going to go all the way in there for a layup. No, backs it out. And they're going to call a traveling there with 51.5 seconds to go. And
yeah.
I know we had the crowd in front of us kind of took us away from seeing what happened. So turnover Crusaders gives the ball back to East High with 51.5 seconds left here. East trails by three. Flemingster with the ball. It comes across the timeline between the circles. Kicks it left wing. Now back up high. Yusuf, long three. It's off the mark. Ball's tipped. It's going to be controlled by East High in the backcourt.
Don't foul. Don't foul.
32 seconds to go. East gets another shot here. Pump fake. Yusuf once again.
They want to shoot a three. That's an air ball.
That's an air ball. It's going to give the ball to the Crusaders with 21.8 seconds to go here. Boy, instead of just attacking the hole, they threw up a couple of really...
Charlie's got to get up closer. These guys got to be ready to come up and help inbound the ball.
And we are going to get a 30-second timeout. We're going to take a quick timeout back to the studio. 30-second spot. When we come back, we'll have the exciting conclusion of tonight's ballgame. 68-65 with 21.8 seconds to go. We'll be right back.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgin. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Since 1960, Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes have been helping Siouxland families through difficult times in their lives. They care about the needs and desires of the families they serve and treat them as if they were part of their own family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. It is a charged East High Arena here as 21.8 seconds remain in this ballgame. Crusaders with a three-point lead at 68-65 and the ball in their own backcourt here as both teams are getting their final instructions in the timeouts, or coming out of the timeouts here. Crusaders are going to march to the floor with Schultz, Olsen, Von Dreiger, Chamberlain, and Matt Knoll.
Again, nobody wants to guard Matt Knoll on this end.
This is one of those situations where you can't run, Quinn. So this is a tough one to get that inbounds in.
Well, this is where you got timeouts.
Nice little pick and release by Bo Chamberlain. Bo's working against pressure. Take your
timeout. Timeout.
Yep. Gets it to near midcourt. 15.8 seconds to go. Nice job of protecting the ball by Bo Chamberlain there. Crusaders will have the inbound set from just shy of midcourt, right in front of us here.
I want Bo Chamberlain to have the ball. Right now, Bo's been our best free throw shooter.
68.
Again, East still has two fouls to give.
15.8 seconds to go. Probably the hardest part, Tom, probably the hardest part on the floor to get the ball inbounded is right here.
Timeouts left, Crusaders. Now, East only has three team fouls. They're going to have to get another foul. 15 seconds left. They can't be too picky.
Shot clock is off. Crusaders up by three, 68-65. Student section's getting into it for the Crusaders here. And it's going to be Quinn Olsen taking the ball out of bounds. Bo's going to work it back. They get into Matt. Matt kicks it over to Charlie. Charlie's just going to hold the ball. Kicks it over to Bo Chamberlain. Chamberlain to Schultz. And
they still need more foul, though.
Great job of killing time. 9.4 seconds to go. I like Charlie's composure there. That was
absolutely.
And now you want to get it to the guy that you want at the free throw line the most.
Yes.
Whoever gets fouled here will go to the line to shoot two. Get it to Charlie. Charlie's going to pass it on to Schultz, and Brady's going to draw the foul.
I'm okay with that, too.
7.7 seconds to go. You got to believe that maybe one free throw might seal the deal here with 7.7. Now you got to be careful on the quick up off the layups, off the free throw situation. Mm-hmm. Schultz will shoot two. Brady with a career high tonight. 14.
Whoa! Ron Schultz helped that one roll over the rim, didn't he?
3-6.
Grandpa Ron's got to be proud.
14, 15 points for Brady. He's going to get one more here. Second free throw is off the mark. Fitzy with the rebound. They're going to kick it up quickly. It's tipped out of bounds. Quinn Olson, 3.8
and
seconds
right,
to go.
Again, right now, you got to make sure you do not foul a three-point shooter. You do not foul a three-point shooter. That's the only chance they've got.
It's almost worth a timeout here if you got one.
Although you need those for inbounds.
Yeah. Here we go. Inbound situations. They're going to kick it in. Yusuf, Fitzy puts it up. It's a three. It's off the horn. Crusaders win. 69-65. Huge win for the Crusaders as they once again come to East High and beat a very good East High team. 69-65. Boy. Big thanks once again to our fourth quarter sponsors and all our sponsors tonight. When we come back, we'll try and put a wrapper on tonight. Great doubleheader win on the road for the Crusaders as they defeat East High. First of all, in the girls game, 51-49, and followed up in the nightcap with a 69-65 win. Great win for the Crusaders.
Stinking awesome, isn't it, Dylan?
We're going to take it back to the studio for a timeout. When we come back, we'll have your post-game show. Once again, it's the final. Crusaders by four, 69-65. We'll be right back.
When you need a physical therapist, you always have a choice where you go. And Physical Therapy Specialists wants to be your physical therapist. Your care is important to us. So we provide one-on-one care to get to the root of the problem and set you up on a program to stay healthy. We provide post-op PT. We treat pains, including back, neck, knee, hip, and shoulders. We are experts in balance, women's health, and work comp PT as well. We are conveniently located at 915 Pierce Street in Sioux City and 317 Dakota Dunes Boulevard in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Tonight's Crusader Basketball postgame show is brought to you, as always, by our premier sponsor, Knights of Columbus agents Neil Pfeiffer, along with his fellow agents Tim Daggle, Peter Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers. Our other sponsors for our postgame show include Matt Lala with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan and Chamberlain Tile. And I tell you what, if you weren't here and listened to it, I hope you enjoyed it half as much as we did, because it was two really, really quality ball games. Not always played at the highest level, but two super competitive ball games. Both of them came down to the last minutes, and Crusaders walked away from East High with a doubleheader sweep. The girls 51-49, the guys 69-65. Tom?
Oh,
what?
I tell you what. We don't do players of the game, but if I was given one today, Brady Schultz is our player of the game. Well, you talk about a kid that was a JV player, worked his tail off all summer, and I heard about how hard he's working. Didn't his debut the other night wasn't, you know, I'm sure he was nervous, but I'll tell you what, he stepped up and big shot after big shot after big shot. Got us started with a three early in the game, and then I tell you what, he keeps building on that confidence. And Bo Chamberlain didn't shoot the ball great, but what a floor game he had. And made some critical free throws and great decisions.
And Quinn Olson doing Quinn Olson things.
I'm telling you what,
don't take that for granted, my friend, because you don't see some of the stuff he's done this fall already very often.
If you didn't see him this fall, he just kind of picked up a little bit and showed us some of that, that he's going to do it this winter too.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, that's a big win on the road for the Crusaders. Again, a reminder of our activities next week. We'll have a doubleheader from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse on Tuesday as North High comes to the house for a doubleheader. Girls tip off at 5:30, boys at 7, pregame at 5:15. and then we'll close out the week on the road at Lamar's, taking on the Bulldogs again, 5:30 and 7 o'clock next Friday. So Tuesday, Friday, once again next week. Well, Tom, we really got everything it was billed to be tonight. You know, obviously it turned out in the favor of the good guys, but it was you saw that this is four really good ball teams that are going to contest well into late February and into March. I think. Absolutely.
No, it's been a good year. Beat East in football, started off. Beat East in basketball. Beat East in volleyball. It's been pretty good.
It's been pretty good, but
I mean, we are on Catholic radio. We can say that, right?
Real quickly, scoring recap for the Crusaders. They were led in scoring once again by Matt Noel with 18, 17 for Quinn Olson, 15 for Brady Schultz. That's a career high for him. 7 points for Bo Chamberlain, 6 points for Schaefer, and 6 points for Charlie Von Dreiger. Nice balance for the Crusaders. For the Eastside Black Raiders, once again, they put a lot of guys in the scoring column, led by Belial Yusuf with 18. I tell you what, he's an impressive young man, the 6'2 sophomore. 14 points for senior Fitzy Grant, 8 points for Flemingster, 4 points for Alvarez, 3 points for Stewart, 3 points for Knife Yusuf. 6 points for Kasango Malu, 2 points for Loggins, and 5 points for Rule. Closing out the scoring was 2 points. With 2 points was Keegan Augustine. So a lot of players that scored there just came up a few points short as the Crusaders hold on for a 69-65 win. As always, our post game is brought to you by our Knights of Columbus agents. Our premier sponsor is Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow KC agents Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers. Also sponsoring our post game is Matt Lawler with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Well, Tom, any closing comments before we close shop on this?
Well, I'll tell you what. A week ago, I had East. You know, my prediction, I thought, East probably get us at home at East by 10. And then after the other night, I went back to Zach James, my coworker, and I said, Zach, I'm changing it. Now I'm going to flip of the coin. And I tell you what, it was we're going to do some damage this year.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like is, we had some – our question marks coming in, and we said it the other night, was, God, how do you replace Sam Skinner and Carter Keel? Well, I'll tell you what, Brady Schultz plays like that tonight. Charlie Von Dreiger came in. And, man, I tell you what, he didn't get a lot of minutes tonight, but he shot the ball, and he played a good floor game, and he plays with confidence. Well, and then we keep building. You know, I think there's six guys right there. Then we keep building. Keep building that bench a little bit.
I was really impressed, too, with Matt Noel, because this is, you know, coming from East High as a sophomore and moving to Helan and coming back to this.
As a freshman,
and kind of being the focal point of the other crowd. He really held his composure well, did Matt Noel things, little back-to-back dunks there in the third quarter, kind of energized this crowd, but.
No, I tell you what, Matt, feel really good for him. And I'll tell you what, I give credit to East High Black Raiders. Those kids play hard. They are a talented, talented group. They're deep. They've got, Raz Vanderloo's got 10 kids that he's got to, it's got to be tough to figure out who to put in the game.
Well, there's just no drop-off.
Well, they're all good players, and they're all good, really good athletic kids that are kind of the same player. And so, my gosh, who do you play? That's a good problem to have.
Well, they're going to get better and better as the year goes on, and both these teams will. It's just a lot of positives come out of this. It wasn't always the prettiest basketball, but it was extremely competitive for early in the year. And I tell you what, you witnessed tonight. If you weren't here, or if you listened to it, you saw four very good basketball teams.
I'm telling you this much. This goes out to those graduates of the first Helan class in 1950. You know, they came into Catholic High in 1949 in that fall, and they were Catholic High for that basketball season. And we broke out Catholic High uniforms tonight. For those that didn't hear that earlier in the game, some kind of retro uniforms. And to get that Catholic High win versus East tonight, then that's fitting.
Absolutely. Well, big thanks once again to all our sponsors who underwrite Helan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. We can't do this without you, and we so appreciate everything you do for us. It's been a true pleasure for Tom and I to call these ball games, and tonight was a special one here at East High. as the Crusaders get the doubleheader. Girls 51-49, boys 69-65. As always, a thanks to all of you for tuning in tonight, and we hope that all of you have a great weekend. And remember to please support all our fine sponsors as well as Catholic Radio as we head into the Advent season. It's a great time to tune in to the great Advent programming that takes place throughout the season from Catholic Radio. It is truly inspiring. So for Tom Betts and everybody back at the studio, I'm Bob Gary. Thanks so much. Have a safe weekend. Once again, good night to be a Crusader as the Crusaders win the doubleheader. Good night and God bless.
Fibercom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensing.